Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Virgo season, which began when the sun entered Virgo on August 22nd. We are coming into autumn, making that transition from late summer heat and parties and hectic travel and moving into John Keats' season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. This is my personally favorite time of the year. My moon is in Virgo, and I'm an autumn equinox baby, so I'm coming up on my birthday at the beginning of Libra. I've always loved this transition into cooler, calmer, quieter, more shadowed times of the year. And that's what we're coming into in some ways with tonight's new moon in Virgo. Although I have to say that the hectic times of change that we've experienced in the last few weeks will pick up again after this new moon. So it becomes especially important to slow down, to value this time of quiet reflection and preparation for a potentially somewhat noisy autumn season to come. Let's dive in. Tonight we welcome the new moon in Virgo, a time when the moon is dark in the sky. Seeds are planted now we cannot see. Something new is coming forward, but we can't make it out yet. It's a quiet time after the excitement of the last weeks with their unusual transits and startling world events. We have a chance to pause, take stock, and prepare for what's ahead. the sun and moon at 11:04 Virgo are quiet, responsible, humble, and also skillful, adept, observant, and clever. This is the second decan of Virgo associated with one of my favorite cards in the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot, the Nine of Pentacles. The card shows a woman, clearly prosperous, standing in a walled garden of vibrant green vines covered with ripening grapes. She holds a hooded falcon on her wrist, facing forward as if welcoming us into her abundant, protected space. This card signifies the prosperity and security we see in the image. There's a sense of achievement, of satisfaction. The themes for this second decan of Virgo include enclosure, encasement, and creating a safe space. Yet the feeling is not one of stasis, but rather readiness. Yes, the lady seems to have all she needs, but she is facing the world, not hiding from it. There is more to come. Mercury in late Leo rules this new moon. This Mercury has turned direct after the retrograde in Leo and Virgo, but still moves slowly. We're not yet done with the retrograde process. Mercury at 2316 Leo is moving forward over the same degrees they visited while retrograde. Mercury won't leave this territory until September 11th. This is the final review, the concluding days of a retrograde when we take stock of where we've been, what's come up for us during Mercury's back and forth, and what we've learned. We can think of any retrograde as an enclosed space. Mercury, in this case, has been traveling back and forth between 2124 Leo and 406 Virgo since July 16th. Our attention has been focused on this small span of the zodiac. Yet just like the lady in the garden, we're not meant to get stuck here. Instead, the enclosure of the retrograde invites attention, reflection, and learning. Our understanding has hopefully been refined. At this new moon, we are meant to pay attention to details. Two events during the new moon phase intensify our focus. First, about 3 hours before the new moon is exact, a retrograde Pluto re-enters Capricorn for the last time for the next 200 years. This is our final review of Pluto's travels through Capricorn since 2007. It's also the final footnote of the Pluto return of the United States. Pluto moves so slowly and retrogrades so often that part of Pluto's pattern is to revisit and push us to reflect, which fits the Plutonian focus on depth and a very long time frame. This particular Pluto retrograde will have the most impact on those with planets and points in the late degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Pluto will conjunct, oppose, or square these positions. Pluto stations direct October 11th. Second, Mercury squares Uranus on September 7th. This is an intense square because, as I mentioned, Mercury is moving slowly, having just stationed direct, and also Uranus stationed direct September 1st and is barely moving at all yet. This push from Uranus to Mercury is another signal we're in a dynamic, change-filled time, not a static one. This is the third and final Mercury-Uranus square this year, and the most intense. In such times, it might be tempting to lock the gates and stay in the walled garden. But the world will not allow this. We are at this new moon entering the fall eclipse season. The full moon in this lunar cycle is a partial lunar eclipse at 25:47 Pisces. The next new moon will also be an eclipse, an annular solar eclipse on October 2nd at 10 degrees 02 minutes of Libra. This Virgo new moon reminds us to appreciate what we have, to notice the skills, capacities, and resources we've acquired, and prepare to face into the changes to come. Mars and Neptune also have an interesting role in this Virgo new moon. Mars in Gemini, planet of action, squares Neptune in Pisces, bringer of mists, mysteries, and confusion. Mars creates an impulse to act, or at least in Gemini, to talk, say things, make pronouncements. This square to Neptune offers a variety of potentials, including a lack of clarity, a false sense that we know exactly what's going on, and a tendency to believe sketchy sources and bad information. Neptune may also challenge Mars by asking whether we really know what we think we know. What are our perceptions based on? What other creative possibilities are out there? Do we really know where we stand? Again, we're brought back to this idea of noticing. These days around the new moon may not be the best for Mars-led decision-making, action, or, you know, shooting our mouths off. Our role at this new moon is to pay attention to details, study what is before us, and seek to understand where we've been and where we are now. Mars and Neptune will both be important in the Pisces full moon eclipse, which is conjunct Neptune with Mars squaring the nodes. There's time to sort out what we know and don't know and decide how to act. The end point will not be resting on our laurels, but rather preparing for the time to come when anything and everything may change. We enter this new moon focused on what we have so we can leave the walled garden, release the falcon, and engage with the world and the change it brings. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you to take full advantage of the quiet, reflective time that this new moon will offer. Virgo is made for looking at details and figuring out what's what. Taking the time to do that now will serve us well in the chaotic times ahead of us. Both what we already know will be happening in the world at large, and what we can see shaping up in the skies. So take the time, reflect, be quiet for a bit. And as always, thank you for listening.